Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, the Lane Kiffin stuff is just... it's insane.
It's one of the most fascinating sports stories. I feel like since the Pete Rose getting back into baseball I can remember.
I mean, it's kind of taken over college football. I mean, I haven't heard anyone from a national standpoint talking about the actual tournament coming up.
It's true.
Or the college, the conference championships. I mean, it is taking over the sport. So, I mean, I do get from the perspective of this is like the worst thing that's ever happened in the world of college football. Well, everything, you know, we've had a ton of these, right, over the years, from Bobby Petrino to Nick Saban. I mean, we've had plenty. The idea that this is the first scumbag coach to bail on his guys, Brian Kelly did this, leaving Cincinnati. I mean, we've seen plenty of this stuff that happens. In fact, Lane Kiffin had one of these where he wasn't allowed to coach in the national title game as the offensive coordinator because Nick Saban said, dude, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, the idea that this is the worst thing that's ever happened, no. It's the latest, and right now it's caught up, and it's being, you know, billed as the thing that's going to break the back of college football. I don't buy that for a second. And at the end of the day, it is driving eyeballs. It just is.
I think, though,
it's not good. It's not good attention, but it's attention.
I think this is a representation of how broken the schedule in college football is, and frankly, the fact that an entity would allow fans that are watching for entertainment to suffer this much. We've got a college football playoff team, most likely, Suk, that now doesn't, well, they have a coach, obviously, in Golding, but they don't have the guy that they started with that got them.
They don't have
an
offensive staff.
Exactly. And he started there to supposedly win a college football championship. And that's where, yes, there's money involved. Yes, is 10 to 13 million really that much of a difference?
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, look, he's entitled to go, which is why
I know he is.
I never push back on, you know, we all sit here and bitch and moan about player movement, NIL, and I've said, just welcome to this world. And now we want Congress to step in and to protect themselves from themselves. You know, the SEC right now is paying, this year alone is going to pay like $340 million in coaches that aren't coaching.
It's a bad number.
So we sit here and we cry poor and we can't pay the players and we can't unionize and we can't do this. Please, government, step in to help us from what? From yourselves. So I feel no sympathy towards any of this. And by the way, the ratings are bigger than ever. The numbers are bigger than ever. So again, we can talk about how this breaks college football and it's terrible for the sport. But at the same time, the people like watching the car wreck. Lane Kiffin has just become the ultimate villain for the rest of college. One fan base thinks this is the greatest thing in the world, and everyone else thinks this is the scummiest thing in the world, and Lane Kiffin is going to embrace this. Lane Kiffin will become the villain, and he will wear it with pride, and now we all get to root against LSU. And if there's any justice in this world, he'll pull a Brian Kelly. Can we also talk about the fact that Brian Kelly was on the doorsteps of a national title, supposedly with Notre Dame, left to go to LSU, fell on his ass? Can we also talk about in the last 15 years, with the exception of one season, LSU has lost three or more games every year, with the exception of one in the last 15, and that was Joe Burrow. So this idea that LSU is infallible, no, it's not.
Well, what?
It's not. So this isn't a done deal, but it's going to become a really interesting story along with every other coaching carousel thing. Because realize this, if things break the right way, and I promise we were actually going to try to talk about the teams that were going to be in the college football player, potentially to be in the college football playoff. One of the things getting lost in this whole S show of the Lane Kiffin thing is there is a 5-loss Duke team that is getting ready to play in the ACC title game against Virginia. Miami more than likely is not going to make the college football again as a 10-2 team, because at 10-2, they are not going to be able to play for the ACC title, but a 7-5 Duke team will. I want you to realize that if Duke were to win that game, the ACC is not guaranteed their champion to be in the college football playoff. The top 5 ranked conferences champions are guaranteed a spot. So it's kind of one of those weird things. But we just assume that the ACC champion would be one of the 5 highest ranked. Now, if Virginia wins the ACC title, in a case you didn't know, right? We have Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech, BYU, Virginia, Duke, North Texas, Tulane, Troy versus James Madison, and UNLV versus Boise. Why this matters is if Virginia wins, crappy ass Virginia, welcome to the table. You're in the playoff and you probably get slaughtered by Oregon in the first round of the playoffs. But if Duke wins, Duke is 7-5. If Duke wins and North Texas or Tulane wins, whoever wins that game will be ranked ahead of ACC champion Duke. But if James Madison, who's 11-1, if they beat Troy, and they probably should, I don't think UNLV would be able to do it. UNLV's 10-2. I don't think they would be able to do it. And they got hammered by Boise. But even if UNLV at 10-2 were to beat Boise and avenge that loss, there's a chance that. But the James Madison one is real. If James Madison wins, Duke does not go. And you will see both Tulane or North Texas, whoever wins, and James Madison, they will go to the playoff. And the ACC will not have a representative. The ACC will get left out entirely. And if that happens, of the 12 teams that are in the playoff, do you realize that 4 of them would be without coaches?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
That's a mess.
4.
The product's broken at that point, obviously.
4.
And I'm not, let you know what, let's take the blame away from people here, Suk. I think you can still say that the product of college football is broken. The transfer portal, that's why they're trying to do this, needs to be moved to like a spring free agency type of a thing in college football to the NFL now where it's happening once.
You're the ones that broke it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know, everyone's been talking about the calendar, right? Guess who voted for this calendar? The coaches. They wanted the early signing period.
Yeah, but
they're the ones that wanted it.
Signing has been the Wild West since before that agreement.
They wanted the early signing period. They wanted the transfer portal moved. They voted on it. The universities, like, we act as if college football is run by, like, Mr. Burns. It's not. It's run by you. You are literally crying and bitching about a system that you created that benefited only you for 100 years and only recently started to benefit the players, and now you're crying foul because it's not what you want? You're the one that controlled this. It's just it's unbelievable to me that they're the ones that are now asking, oh, we need antitrust protection. They're the only billion-dollar industry that acts like they're not a billion-dollar industry. This can be solved if anyone wants to, but no one wants to fix it. You want to fix it for the players. You want to make it so the players can't transfer. But Lane Kiffin doesn't want to be held accountable. Nick Saban doesn't want to be held accountable when he wants to leave a job. We only want it. It's the rules for thee and not for me. You can't have it both ways. And by the way, you don't want to make them employees, right? We've established
that. Oh, hell no.
The colleges do not want these guys to be employees in any shape or form. Why is that? Because they don't want to pay workers' comp, and they don't want it to be collectively bargained, and they don't want to have a union. Well, guess what? If that's the case, then academics still play a role in this, correct? And the academic calendar means you do have to have some semblance of the transfer portal and recruits coming in and out during what? The start of school years. You can't be in the middle of semesters and decide to everyone pack up and just move. The academic calendar has to be a part of this because you're still an academic institution. And when anyone suggests about this not being academics and about it being employees and just paying them and having contracts and taking school out of it, you, the university, say no because it doesn't benefit you from a financial standpoint. So when I sit there and I listen to Dan Orlovsky and I listen to Nick Saban and these people bitch about the system, you created the system. You did. And you could change the system, but you don't want to. Because if you change the system, then the players would get a say in it and they would get a piece of the pie. And you don't want them to have a piece of the pie. Even though begrudgingly you've been forced to give it to them with NIL and now with a small little piece of the revenue share. And what you're trying to do is like, hey, we've given them this. And we still don't want to, you know, we don't want to go the other way. Realize the highest paid college football player is probably making about $3 million a year and Lane Kiffin's making 13. And you don't want to give that up. So just spare me the college football is broken because more people are watching it than ever. More money is being brought in than ever. And the institutions that say it's broken continue to spend as if it's not broken. Because I just watched sorry-ass Kentucky, who doesn't have a good team, Michigan fire their coaches and are paying them $40 million to walk away. LSU literally came out and had their governor say, after the Brian Kelly, what was a $50 million buyout, that
we're never going to do it again.
And what did you just do?
A month later.
$90 million guaranteed with an 80% buyout. You're right back in the exact same spot. You literally just said the governor stood at a press conference and said, we're never doing this again. And a month later, you just did the exact same thing again.
But you can't deny the fact that I obviously college football put themselves in this position. But maybe, okay, saying the path to a championship then is broken because the incentives to just ditch your school and to do this and act however you want to. Literally, every school is acting a fool at this point, and they don't really care what's going on down the pipeline 2-3 years from now. They're just thinking, like, for instance, Lane Kiffin going to LSU, the fact that the Tigers think that him being there for this recruiting cycle will set them up in 2026 to be competitive in the college football playoff, those are unrealistic expectations from the start. But and I think that is a huge problem amongst these schools as well.
So, again, because of perception and the schools keep doing it to themselves, somehow it's not broken. It's not. If the idea is to put butts in seats, eyeballs on TV, and generate as much money as possible, it's not broken.
So the goal is not to win a title. It's to just spend money and hope people watch is kind of what it seems like.
Well, the goal is to win a title if you're in an individual school, but the goal of college football isn't. And for everyone, it's not to win a title because not every team is going to be in a position to win a title.
But why are we expanding the college football playoff to include more teams then? I'm not mad at you, Suk. It just doesn't make sense to me. Damn.
It's just this is the system that they have created, and they continue to fight it, and then they complain about the system. You know, and you have ESPN talking heads going on there bitching and moaning about something that ESPN created.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about who did this, ESPN, Fox, and a handful of universities in the Big Ten and the SEC. Who did this? It's like when USC bitches and moans. You're the one that broke the Pac-12. You decided to leave. And then USC constantly complains about the travel schedule or the fact that they can't compete in the Big Ten. You did it. It's just, it's like, oh my God, oh no. It's the consequences of my own actions. And I just love the fact that there is literally bills in Congress right now trying to bail this sorry ass thing out.
Ridiculous.
And it just, it blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. You could have a billion-dollar industry that Fs this up so bad and then says, we'd like to do a lot of things that are illegal, but please allow us to do illegal things to our workers because we want to go back to the days when everyone felt better about this. Even though, again, look back on it, go back. This is a better system than what it was. The transfer portal, NIL, this current playoff, it's all better than the system we had 20 years ago, and it's not even close. When I played, I wanted to leave BYU after my first year because I just it was an awful fit, and I felt like they sold me a bill of goods, and it wasn't for me, and I tried to leave, and they said, yeah, no, we're going to hold your scholarship. I was like, well,
which should have been illegal.
And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, yeah, we're going to hold your scholarship. And I was like, if I go certain places, they're like, no, you're not going anywhere. If you're going somewhere, you're paying your own way. I didn't have them. And when I tried talking to my parents, they were like, I don't know what to tell you. I got bullied into staying.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, what if I go somewhere and I have to pay my own way and then I have to walk on someplace? What if they don't give me a scholarship after that? I'm like, oh crap. So that old way is somehow better. And the kids that made $650 a month, somehow that way is what we want to go back to. That's the romantic way. It's like, I'm sorry, this version and the way we choose our national title, this is a better version. We just like to yell and scream about it because it no longer benefits just one person. And it's a little messier and it's a little more clunky. But don't let anyone convince you that college football is somehow like this unwatchable product because the numbers don't lie. More people are watching, more people are going, and it's more popular than ever. It's the second most popular sport in the country. And the system wants the government to say that they don't have to act like every other professional sport. They want to be special because it involves the universities, even though we really don't care about the college aspect of it. Hence, we want to change the calendar. Not once have I heard anyone talk about changing the calendar. Has academics played a role in any of this? Not a single time has academics ever come into it. So if you want to fix it, just make them employees.
That would actually help going by the academic calendar. That would, to my point, make it like a free agency cycle in May.
Yes, and yet you then, at that point, you have to sign contracts. And in order to sign contracts, they have to be employees. And then they have employee protections. And you don't want to do that. So spare me the woe is me stuff. Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban and Kirk Herbstreit and ESPN. I thought you made an absolute ass of yourself. That entire college football crew went on there, and I thought they were an absolute joke. Dan Orlovsky should be embarrassed to not be up there. And be like, by the way, just a caveat here, I have the same agent as Lane Kiffin, but how dare Old Miss? And yet somehow Lane Kiffin's still trying to paint himself as the victim. Oh, I wanted to stay. The players wanted me to stay. Get out of here with that.
Well, and now we know, saying this, I said this off the air, I'll say this on the air, all of those negotiations that were happening behind closed doors.
Just about, he was gone.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
He just wanted his cake and eat it too.
It wasn't him saying, oh, I need to pray on it. Like, he hadn't made a decision yet. It was trying to decide, oh, hey, can I leave and still coach Ole Miss in the CFP?
He's apparently, when you pray to it, the Lord said, F Ole Miss, go to LSU, it's a better school.
That is literally what Lane said that the Lord God told him.
For heaven's sakes. That's what God cares about. Exactly. You were gone all along, and Ole Miss knew you were gone.
And we are all damn it.
It's like, you suck, Wayne.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.